Mr. President, Attorney General, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Almost 35 years ago, the Alma-Ata Declaration recognized that health for all could benefit all populations and that promoting and protecting health was essential to human welfare. The Millennium Development Goals, with its three health-related goals that principally target mothers and children, illustrate the crucial role of health for development and prosperity of nations. The health sector is not the only contributor to development and not the only sector competing for attention. However, in our strive to find new goals and targets, we may risk losing focus on our work for the benefit of those most vulnerable. Despite improvement, many countries are still far from reaching the current goals. For them, a continued focus on these is still needed. The MDGs have influenced political agenda and how we understand development. Therein lies their success. They address key issues of vital importance in the daily lives of billions of people. Moving away from the current goals by defining new horizons risks leaving those most vulnerable behind. It's important that we don't lose sight of why we set the MDGs in the first place. Agreeing on the MDGs was a milestone in international cooperation and the global fight against poverty. The goals drew attention to our mutual responsibility to assist the most poor and deprived citizens of the world. The MDGs have been a guiding light in the development aid and cooperation of many actors. In March 2013, the Icelandic Parliament approved a new ambitious plan for development cooperation that will guide its strategies until the year 2016. The Millennium Development Goals are among the guidelines of that plan, where the overarching objective is to contribute to the fight against poverty and to work towards improved living conditions in the least developed countries. Mr. President, while listening to the general discussions at this World Health Assembly, it's clear that we agree that health is central to development. While we differ somewhat in views on how we want to see that fact reflected in the future development agenda, in our opinion, universal health coverage, a system that the Icelandic citizens have enjoyed for decades, will play a crucial role in the post-2015 agenda. A long list of new goals not addressing the daily lives of people risks losing the appeal of the current ones. Because of their direct relevance to people, they have been endorsed and supported by all because they are few, simple, understandable, measurable and accessible. The current MDGs are not about criticism, and many have pointed out that they may lack some dimensions like health equity, gender equality, human rights and dignity, and social determinants of health, to name a few. Others say that the new goals should address aging and NCDs, the health impact of climate change or emergency preparedness. We will need global solidarity on the way forward. We need long-term commitment and determination to secure that health in the spirit of Alma-Ata will not continue to be a dream, but reality for those most in need. Mr. President, the current health MDGs will need continued focus beyond 2015. The new agenda should address the unfinished businesses of the MDGs with a strong focus on health. Addressing many of the proposed new goals can be incorporated into activities that are built on the current goals. Innovation, insight, commitment to the goals are needed, built on gained experience since their adoptions. With its new development policy, Iceland is committed to support global efforts guided by the MDGs. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.